After all, it was one thing to stand around counting off one's possessions. It's quite another thing to know what one was supposed to do about being king, especially king of a country so promising but so peculiar as England, with all its Anglo-Saxon names and institutions like shire courts, writs and sheriffs. After all, what did Henry Plantagenet know of Huntingdonshire? Or for that matter, what did Huntingdonshire know of Henry Plantagenet? Henry, of course, spoke virtually no English at all. What he would have grasped, though, if only from his coronation oaths, was that kings of England were supposed to be both judge and warlord. In fact, the coronation oath, preserved intact from Edward the Confessor, who was increasingly being held up as some sort of ideal monarch, pretty much spelled out the job description of the King of England. One was protect the church, two was preserve intact the lands of your ancestors, three, do justice, and four, and most sweeping of all, suppress evil laws and customs. Fulfilling one and two went without saying, but what was surprising about Henry was that he took vows three and four just as seriously.